This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, sometimes we dislike someone, so we say things that are unfair and unjust simply because we've disliked them. That is unfair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, yes, when you are in a crisis, when you've had someone who's wronged you, when you dislike someone for a certain reason, don't let that lead you to be unjust with that person. Remember the exact parameters of the dislike and don't let it go beyond that at all. If they are correct, even if you dislike them, you must acknowledge that they were correct. And if they are wrong, even if you love someone, they are wrong. So in a previous episode, we heard how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to stand up for justice, even if it is against your loved ones. And here Allah is telling us to stand up for justice, even if it is in favor of those whom you dislike. Look at the comfort that Allah gives us. Subhanallah. People must know that as a believer, you stand firm for justice, and it's okay who exactly the person is that you are going to be speaking in favor of. That becomes irrelevant. Whether it is your loved one or a person you did not really like, listen to what Allah says in verse number 8 of Surah Al-Ma'idah.
وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اعْدِلُوهُ وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Don't let your dislike of a people lead you to be unjust with them. Be just, for indeed it is closer to God consciousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should be conscious of Him, for indeed He knows everything that you do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly make us from among those who are just with everyone. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, it is important for us also to realize, on a totally different note, that our duty as human beings is to look out for the other human beings. They are all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is unfair for us to want to survive at the expense of others. So we don't mind if they die, but we should not die. As human beings, we must be concerned for all life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us, being human beings, to preserve life as far as possible. And in order to express this to us, Allah tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah that if you saved a single soul, a single person, it is equivalent to having saved humanity. Because you're following a good teaching, you're setting a good trend, you have done the right thing. So when someone's life is in danger, no matter who they are, it is your duty to try to save that life. Subhanallah. And Allah says, if you have, then it's as though you've saved entire humanity. And similarly, Allah says, if you cause the death of one, it is as though you have killed the whole of humanity. Because if you've murdered, you've set a trend and you've started something that probably would trigger a lot of harm, hatred, and perhaps killing, similar to what you did. So Allah says, if one life is taken away unjustly by you, it is as though you have destroyed entire humanity. And if you have saved one life, it is as though you have saved entire humanity. Let's listen to this particular verse, number 32 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah says,
وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا.
Whoever has saved a life is equivalent to the one, or in reward to the one who has saved humanity at large. Subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, that is Allah, the giver of life, telling you, I gave the life and I want you to preserve this life by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also a very, very interesting teaching, because many times we have a crisis. People's lives are in danger. I'm a believer. Perhaps they may not be believers. How do I look at them? Well, Allah says, you are human beings, save the life. What you believe at that particular juncture becomes irrelevant for a moment, in the sense that the differences are irrelevant for a moment. Thereafter, you save the life. When you've saved the life, perhaps they might look into what made you save the life. They might look into your beliefs. They might look into your way of life. They might want to adopt it. So in fact, by saving lives, you've invited people towards Allah Almighty. Isn't He, after all, the common creator of all? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and goodness. My brothers and sisters, at times when we're going through difficulty, I'm sure you and I have tasted how listening to the Quran, reciting the Quran, actually helps so much. It brings us to tears, especially when we're emotional, when we're feeling low, and we hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those from amongst us who know the meanings directly of the verses, because we know the Arabic language, mashallah, the sweetness is far different. But those who don't know the meaning, still, they do receive and achieve from that sweetness a great amount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these tears and He praises the tears. The tears of those who cry when they hear the verses of Allah. Imagine you're in a crisis. Imagine you're going through hardship and difficulty, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses bring about a comfort, a soothing feeling. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, if you look at the recitation of the Quran, it is not singing, nor is it mere speech, but it is a recital between singing and just speaking. Somewhere in the middle, it is a beautiful, melodious recitation. Different people recite with different tones, and each person is impacted by a unique tone. That's why we all have our favorite reciters. When they read, it impacts upon us in a different way. Sometimes we have more than one favorite reciter. And sometimes, depending on our mood, different reciters impact upon us with their tunes. It's important for us to also read in a beautiful, melodious tune. It is the word of Allah. He tells us to try our best to recite it in the most correct, melodious, beautiful way. And inshallah, on the day of judgment, He will invite us to read again, especially those who have endeavored to memorize a portion of the Quran. May Allah accept it from us. So there were verses that were revealed, speaking about the tears that rolled down the cheeks of the Negus of Abyssinia, or An-Najashi of Habasha. And although these verses were revealed specifically for him, the lesson we draw from these verses for every one of us are that whenever we are moved to tears, it brings about a lot of comfort. So listen to the Quran when you're in distress. Read the Quran when you're in distress and see what it does to you. Some people enjoy putting on their headphones when they're sad and listening to their favorite reciter read beautiful verses. And I promise you, it brings about so much of comfort. Even some of those who don't believe in Islam have admitted that they achieve and derive a lot of comfort from listening to the recitation of the Quran. Subhanallah. Allah says in verse number 83 of Surah Al-Ma'idah,
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ.
When they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, meaning the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find their eyes, or you see their eyes filled with tears, subhanallah, because of the truth that they recognize thereby. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they say, O our Lord, we have believed, so write us from amongst those who have borne witness. Obviously, this is on a higher level. This is not only about listening to the Quran, or hearing the verses of the Quran, or crying thereafter, but beyond that, it's about believing in the verses. So the highest level of comfort that you would achieve from the Quran is only when you believe in it, although you will derive other levels of comfort from the words of Allah, even if you didn't believe. And people bear witness to this who don't believe in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to look into these beautiful verses, listen to them, read them, understand them, try to put them into practice, convey them to others, and we will achieve the greatest of comfort. My brothers and sisters, I want to end off this episode by letting you know that certain things are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He considers them bad for us. They will plunge us into crisis. Some of these things are mentioned in verse number 90 of Surah Al-Ma'idah.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِسُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. He speaks about intoxicants, he speaks about gambling, he speaks about certain types of drawing lots, he speaks about certain worship of those besides Allah, and he tells us, this is an abomination from the handiwork of the devil, so stay far away from it. Some people think that the Quran does not prohibit intoxicants or gambling, because the Quran says, stay far from it. That's not necessarily a prohibition according to some. However, they are wrong. It is a prohibition of the highest order. When Allah says, stay very far away from it, will you not listen? Will you not stay far away from it? That is a higher level of prohibition than just saying, don't do this, subhanallah. Because Allah wants you to stay, to keep a distance to the degree that dealing in it, buying, selling, carrying, transporting, assisting others, all of that would be prohibited. So, if you would like to achieve comfort, learn to stay away from intoxicants and gambling, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your doors. May Allah grant us goodness. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.